Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie. My mailbox is full with a lot of messages, so I thought I'd post a special update here. In some cases, it's the surprise of the intensity of the decline, which is likely to be bottoming out in the next day or so and turn up to that mystery top date. And the other ones, there's some difficulties with the calculations on the volume oscillator. Well, I'll tell you what the story is. The story is at the end of the month and the first days of the new month, I'm busy with doing my financial reports. So I posted that stuff, and I will take care of the volume oscillator calculations within the next day or two. And when I do, I will post a special note that it has moved to the T-Theory Foundation tutorial section once I get all the bugs out of it. It's usually a scale factor problem. The data that I gave you was from an 05, it's a modification of an 05 business. I have to carry it through. There could be another scale factor that I haven't gotten in there, or there could be a typo or something like that. So I will take care of that, and what I will do is I will just post the, until I get that taken care of, I will post the closing values that I had, because I run the charts off every night, and then I'll just post them so I can say that volume oscillator for will be, this is the 2nd of September, was, and I'll post that there, and then the next day I'll just put another line up at the top of the chart. I have to the complication is that I have to switch over to September and in my blogs, and so I'll probably still keep this. I won't switch over to September. What I'll do is I'll just maintain these comments in the August time period, even though they're dated for September. And then we get back to the regular schedule next Sunday. We'll have a new blog entry, and at that point we can summarize everything and so forth. Okay. So some of the reports that that have come in are there's some people that are new to this game and don't know what's going on, and they have their concerns. And there's other people that are on board already. And the main thing is that and then there's people that are confused with a chart. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about each of the concepts, just to sort of get it straight from the different perspectives. And just wait around for the conversation to go back, and we'll get back to it. The big deal here, which I talked about, was that you had the arms ratio was indicating that you were having. I mean, if you go back before this decline came out, if you look at the headlines, they're all telling you that the Dow was up for 5 days in a row, that it's up 6 days in a row, that it's up 7 days in a row, and you tend to think that everything is going well with these guys, and they're all optimistic, And what's really happening is that the blue chips is very common in tops. If the blue chips go up, the volume is there on the upside, but the issues don't follow, and that causes the arms ratio or the trend to drop down to low numbers. The recommended site that we have for the market diary at the end of the day, which comes in about two hours after the close, has the trend there. And if you just keep in mind that low numbers mean you've got a rally that's running on, it's like a car that's running on fumes. You don't know exactly when it's going to die out, but the gas gauge has gone to zero and it's running on fumes. Maybe it's going to last for another 2 or 3 days, but you're basically on thin ice. We also have a concept that was presented for a top on the 31st of August as a T. I know from history that the day you give for a top of the day for a T, the market's going down by the end of the day. It doesn't close up into that date. It starts to roll off into that date. The following day is as we get into the new month is the tragic decline. However, if you're following the arms ratio as of the close of last night was 3.4, which is absolutely one of the highest numbers you ever got, and that says that all those people that were buying when the stocks weren't going up, now they're selling faster than the stocks are going down, and that is a potentially bullish signal. I think it was Rick that said you have down 7 days, and that's pretty typical. The fact that you have a high arms ratio and you're down 7 days says that that's probably got to find the footing. To be on the safe side, now Marty Schwartz, who was a day trader, he would have tried that because he would have seen that that was the case. But just in case they're not a day trader, what you really want to see is a bottoming pattern in the oscillator that looks like it's good to come up to the mystery tease top date, which is mid-September or a few days later. That could take a little while, but with the arms ratio being so high, you would like to see that, and other factors which I'll describe later, you do want to see that start to form a basing pattern, even if you don't make the bottom pattern. Now, one of the things that confuses people, which I understand is very confusing, is they think that when you have a sharp decline like this, the rally, which is in the second bullish T on the S&P chart, up at the top, that when you say that's true, they'll say, but isn't this going to break down and invalidate that T or something to that effect? The answer is that if you go back and look at the first T, we went through this before, a bullish T, which we started a few weeks ago and was supposed to last into mid-October, is characterized by a series of rising bottoms and rising tops. So the last time when we got the arms ratio real low, it was a danger warning, we had made the new high. Now when we come down, we're not supposed to go below the low from the that occurred a couple of weeks ago. That is, it's possible to go down and retest that low. That's the important thing you have to remember, because if you look at the chart there, you'll see where it is. But if you look at the market coming out of the March low and you're going into the top, you see that it starts to roll a toppy pattern. Use that as a guide. Just go look at that chart. And what you're hoping for here is to get the technicals ready for the bottom to turn up to the mystery T top date without going back to the previous low, because if you go back to the previous low, now you're going sideways, and that's technically a bad situation. But if you can hold it above the low of 2 weeks ago, then you have a chance of getting a good run up into September. What happens in this thing, and then you have a correction after that, and you go up to what we project as mid-October as the actual top day. What's happening is that all the people who are, the bull market climbs a wall of worry, okay, and all they're doing is pushing out this worry business. If the worry gets to be to the point where you can't hold a previous low, that's a problem. If you have to go back to the previous low, which we'll know in a couple of days, then you sell the next rally into the mystery T. But if it holds here above the previous low, what happens is the oscillator keeps going to new lows, but what is happening is that people are getting more bearish, and you have a buildup of short interest, and you have a buildup of cash, and you have a buildup of doubt. And what usually happens is before you get to the mid-October top, you run into this situation where all the doubters get caught by that last rally, which is started off by short covering, and they just blow the whole thing out into a big, it's an upside correction, which is the mirror image of the downside pessimism that was not justified. So a lot of that was played out in the news area. There's some mixed news today, but you start getting good news, and you can get institutions that are cash heavy to come into the market. You can get short covering and so forth. That we have to watch that, how that plays out. But that's pretty much what we're looking for. Now, as far as the volume oscillator calculation, because I'm doing my financial reports at the end, I just put that stuff up there, and I can see from the comments that there's something wrong. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of that in due course. But I will probably post something once I get the correction taken care of, but it's going to go to T-Theory Foundation as a location. And Let's see, what's the other thing? I see that most people are using Terry at TTheory.com as the new address, which is the best one because I don't always go to the other Comcast.net address for my mail. Okay, so we should be making a bottom, but we don't know whether the bottom is going to be a retest of the previous low or a higher low, which is a much better idea. But the indicators that said you were in a top pattern are now promising for a bottom pattern. Okay, so that's the important thing, and we'll take care of that. And if I need to produce another message, I will, if something goes really wrong on that. But otherwise, I would like to be able to work on these other problems and then get back to my Sunday schedule. Thank you.